Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Articles of impeachment against President Trump are being drafted by the House Judiciary Committee.
Chairman Jerry Nadler has given the White House until 5 p.m. close of business today to decide whether or not to cooperate with the investigation and try to defend the president. We'll see what happens.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, an impeachment vote by the full House could come before Christmas. It's expected to fall down party lines. A deadly end to a car chase near Miami. Four people killed yesterday after robbers who police say held up a jewelry store stole a UPS truck, kidnapping the driver. Police cornering the vehicle in traffic.
Officers, some opening fire, running toward the truck, then taking cover behind other cars in the middle of the crowded road.
Reporter Nicole Insalata with Fox affiliate WSVN, the suspects among the dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Gee, I can't wait to go down and see Goose.
I really should run.
But everyone hates your guts.
We'd have so much fun.
No, we wouldn't. Are you nuts?
I'm gonna be Trump.
Take your head out of your rump.
For Democrats.
Get a new hobby, knit some hats.
But though I'm getting really antsy.
Honey, they called you nasty.
I'm too young and spry to retire.
You're 72 and I'm tired.
Call the DNC.
Hillary, stop now. Don't
I
you dare
run again.
Well, if you know one thing, we know this.
Greg is smart.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Is there rain headed our way?
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We got a storm system that'll be tracking through the area today. There's already some rain on the radar this morning, but the best chance of rain will be this afternoon and into the early evening hours. And I realize how many things are on the line today there. There are parades, there are tree lightings all over the place. The list is too long. It is possible that you may have to deal with some of that. So take the rain gear. You may have an umbrella ready or a poncho if you're going to one of those events. 64 is the high today. Risk of showers continues into the nighttime hours tonight, but a smaller risk. Overnight low 48. Saturday and Sunday, you know, the rain chances are very tiny both days. Mostly cloudy. I can't rule out an isolated shower, 20% at best tomorrow and Sunday, but the chances are small. High temperatures in the low 60s. Warmer Monday, low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night into Tuesday. Another big temperature drop by the middle of next week, but not too harsh. It looks like the core of the Arctic air may miss Alabama this time, and that would be okay with me. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy skies, temperature 45 at 607.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Will it ever end?
Will this never end?
This will never end.
What are you talking about?
You know.
This week.
You don't know what day it is, do you?
No, please. Tell me.
It is Friday morning.
Early Friday morning.
First thing Friday morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
8 minutes after 6 o'clock. We have our rocket scientist coming up after the William Tell Wake Up this morning. Let's get your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after four people were shot in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say the shooting may be drug-related. Call MPD if you have any information. Ibrahim Yazid, the man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard, was in a Montgomery County courtroom yesterday. This was for a separate case. A judge revoked his bond in a prior kidnapping and attempted murder case from back in March. And Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight at the Capitol. This year's tree is a 40-foot eastern red cedar from Bullitt County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. The ceremony begins at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing.
If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station.
Why is that?
News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
It's the Wait Until Wake Up at 6:10.
Martin Scorsese, the story of an elf hitman.
Hey, I hear you paint toys.
Yeah, and I do my own carpentry.
The Elfishman.
Our friend at the North Pole needed to take care of that thing.
You mean that thing with the red nose?
Yeah, I'm sick of these reindeer games he's playing.
Scorsese's epic film about the mob, unions, and Santa's workshop.
Jingle Hoffa was the elf who ran Toy Maker's Local 285. But he was getting out of control, so the boss had to do something about him. It wasn't personal, he was a friend.
The Elfishman, now streaming.
Elf on the Shelf? He was a rat. No regrets, he got what was coming to him.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Applied Security can protect you from people like this genius who got so blackout drunk when he woke up, he didn't know whose house he was in. He had two black eyes and a broken nose. He'd been beaten up and dropped off at the wrong house, but somehow got inside. This is where Applied Security can protect you.
Okay.
He apologized later on. The homeowner, for some reason, isn't angry, but they do think he should get help.
I don't know who this person is. I don't know if he was drunk or what.
Popped up and was like, you know, what is that? And she says, Jay, there's a strange guy.
sleeping on our couch.
You take Greenfield, I ain't never even heard of it.
I'm upset about it because I don't know exactly what happened. I'm a good citizen, and I want them to be aware that I am sorry for my actions.
I don't have any ill will towards the guy. I mean, thankfully, nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to my family. I would just say get help, man. And if you're waking up in a complete stranger's couch, you might need to go seek out some help.
Back in the 80s.
Right.
My newsman, and I had a friendship with him that's very similar to ours. You know, we had a lot of like baseball and stuff. And he was doing a story one morning about a guy who was in a house in which he didn't belong, stark naked, got arrested.
Robert Downey Jr. He did that.
So, and that was before I went to rehab myself. So I do that, and I guess it's like the mid to late 80s. I'm at one of those meetings, and a guy gets up and said, well, my day of reckoning came when I got so high, I didn't know what, I got naked, and I wound up in a neighbor's house. The police came, I got arrested, it was so embarrassing, humiliating, it was all over the news, and I'm thinking, that's the guy from that story.
Oh, that's amazing.
Same guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. woke up in somebody's closet, naked, and on meth, before he cleaned up.
Well, those things happen. It's, you know, there's another one. I know what it was. The year before rehab, I just couldn't bring myself to take down my Christmas tree. January ends, Valentine's Day comes and goes, St. Patrick's Day comes. And it's the afternoon, and of course, we only worked one show a day then. And I finally get around to taking the stuff off. And while I'm there, a guy who came to fix my refrigerator showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit late getting the tree down this year, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I go to rehab a couple of years later, whenever it was, come back, and I'm speaking at one of those special meetings. And I said, God, I was so, you know, wasted. I didn't even get my tree down.
And he's out in the audience, is he?
The first, you speak, and then people raise their hand and talk. He says, remember that day that you were taking your tree down? He said, somebody came over to fix your fridge. That was me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What are the odds of
that? I know. That's just so weird. Small world.
I think the latest I ever had the tree up, and we made an excuse. It was when we were waiting for the hostages to get released, and
yes,
it happened on Inauguration Day, January 20th. That's the latest. And we used that excuse that, you know, until the hostages get released.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's when Nightline was born and all that stuff.
Yeah.
One other quick small world story. Back in those days, somebody I used to party with named Seth Dorfman, who was a real obnoxious...
What a name, Dorfman.
I don't know why we hung out together, because he could be really obnoxious, but he was a Mets fan, and just by nature, they're obnoxious. And when I was dating my daughter's mother, I flew to New York to spend the weekend with her, and she was doing a Boston shuttle. So I had the day to myself, so I decided to go see the Mets play.
Mm-hmm.
There are 26,000 people there, and as I'm walking out of the park, I said to myself, because I didn't have anybody to talk to, God, wouldn't it be wild if I bumped into Seth here? Because I knew he'd go up once.
Yeah, he's a big Mets fan.
Not even 5 minutes later, guess who's walking up to me? Hey, Boodle! I couldn't believe it. Because I had said, I was just thinking about you a few minutes ago. What is that, ESP? Is that coincidence? What is that? Break into small groups and discuss.
Only other Dorfman I ever known was on Animal House. Kent Dorfman.
Kent Dorfman. Kent Dorfman was actually more pleasant than Seth, if you want a comparison. Yesterday, Mrs. Ritterbubble, and show, he wants a new dresser for Christmas. So
yep.
Go to Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And find Stella. It was busy there yesterday, but the whole staff there, I mean, I mentioned Stella. If you can't get Stella, everybody there knows the inventory.
Stella!
That's a team that's been together for a while. Let them know what you're interested in seeing, and they'll round up choices that fit the budget you're shopping in, and you're in business. At Kaiser, you'll not only save money, but you open a Synchrony account with them, you can buy whatever you want interest-free for 18 months for qualified customers. That's a nice option. Maybe you can go a little bit bigger and better than you were planning because you don't have to spend all the money at once and you don't have to worry about paying interest on what you buy. So shop Wiser by Kaiser at the end of your purchase. You also will notice you save on sales tax. It's 8.25 there, not 10 like it is in Montgomery. So save everywhere with Kaiser Fine Furnishings. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just shy of the Capital Oyster Bar as you're going north. It is 6:20. We have traffic. Rich has the timeline for December 6th. And we'll do what's our TV thing today?
Heartfelt gifts are better than those big ticket expensive gifts. 62% of us say we'd rather get, you know, a handwritten note or a framed picture or...
I got mine from you yesterday. That was very nice.
You
love
got
it.
The card back.
It's my fourth Rich Thomas Christmas card, and they're all in my fridge.
That happened quick. I had just put it in the mailbox.
You'll have more fun with this, I think, than you'll have with anything else.
Hey, good looking. I heard so many people talk about Mr. Microphone yesterday. I fooled around with it a little bit in the afternoon.
The high-tech Mr. Mike.
I couldn't get it quite to do what you did, but at least I got it going.
Did you get the chipmunk voice? No?
Yeah, I tried that. Yeah. Maybe we'll do random facts that way, because it is chipmunk Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
6:21.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, hope you guys are having a great Friday morning. We have no issues anywhere so far this morning. The interstates are looking good. The Boulevard, all of the 31s inbound into Montgomery. We have a little heavier than normal traffic for this time in the morning, but nothing like it's going to be in the next 30 minutes or so. We're going to see a lot of cars on the road here shortly. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. Don't be dipping your Dunkin' stick in your coffee now. Pay attention to the road, and let's have an accident-free Friday, if at all possible. That'd be a great thing. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
'Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis. We're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st, from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're really proud to announce our Christmas specials for $99 this year. Everything's 14 karat, white, yellow, rose gold. Everything's $99. We have a Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, a beautiful diamond bar necklace, an infinity diamond necklace, and an oval diamond necklace. That's right, four styles available in white, yellow, and rose gold. Everything with 14 karat chain. No one does this in America. Nobody. Come see us at Margaret's $99 specials.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Only 19 days to Christmas,
and you're packing the pounds on. Time to go spend $3,000 on a brand new Peloton.
At 6:24 with the timeline for December the 6th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 340th day of the year. There are only 25 days left in this year. On St. Nicholas Day, because on this date in 345 A.D., the real St. Nicholas died. He secretly gave gifts to poor brides-to-be. St. Nicholas, 345 A.D. How old would he? No, never mind. Really old. Really old. It's Bartender Appreciation Day. As we always say, don't forget to tip your bartenders and waitresses because they're working hard for you. On this date in 1865, the 13th Amendment was ratified, which abolished slavery. 1884, the Washington Monument is completed. It's 555 feet high. It's the tallest structure in the world at the time, by the way. And by law, no other structure in Washington, D.C. can be taller than the Washington Monument. So there is a cap on it at 555 feet.
Did you ever go up there?
I did, yes.
It's really cool.
It is. And there's some cool stuff in the, at the bottom, too, the in the lower levels, stuff on the wall and everything. It's really a great thing. And it's been remodeled here as far as it's been refurbished. 1923, the first U.S. presidential address broadcast on radio.
Radio?
By President Calvin Coolidge. 78 years ago, 1941. So President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, appealed to the for peace to Emperor Hirohito of Japan. He did that 78 years ago today. The next day, Pearl Harbor. 1957, America's first attempt at putting a satellite into orbit fails when it blew up on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. There was a few of those incidents where,
yeah,
where we couldn't get a rocket.
We couldn't get our missile up to save our lives.
That's right. Yeah, that's a problem.
You're so naughty.
What are you talking about, lady? That's your mind, not mine. I didn't say nothing. Did I say?
Finally, the U.S. Bought some. Never mind. In 1960, on this day, Gene Autry became the first owner of Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Angels.
I remember that, the Cowboys.
Gene Autry bought the Angels. 55 years ago in 1964, this is the day that NBC first aired Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. 1969, 300,000 fans attend Woodstock West, quote-unquote. Santana, Jefferson Airplane, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Rolling Stones at the Ultimate Speedway, Altamont, in Livermore, California. It didn't turn out well. Stones came on the stage. Riot broke out. Mick Jagger pleaded with the crowd to stop. Keith Richards even threatened to jump him in himself. Four people died, including a black man who was stabbed by one of Hell's Angels who was there to provide security. What a bad idea. Oh, my gosh. On this date in 69, Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, My Steam is number one. Also, in 1979 on this date, 40 years ago, the first Star Trek movie, which, by the way, was boring, premiered in Washington, D.C. The second one was great, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan! Is that the one that killed off Spock?
That killed off Spock, and then they brought Spock back in 3.
I guess you can bring back a Klingon.
And then 4 was the whales.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
I love it. 31 years ago, 1988, the great Roy Orbison died of a heart attack at the tender age of 52. That is...
Remember that morning.
Pretty early. Wow. 2004, Band-Aid started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with a new version of Do They Know It's Christmas? It's a short intro, but it's a good intro, written by Bob Geldof to benefit the Ethiopian hunger relief efforts. Recorded in London on November 25th, 1984. The list is too long to name, but 30 British acts like Bowie, Duran Duran, Phil Collins, Boy George. No doubt about it, it's become a Christmas classic in the last 34 years. Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
I'd rather play the whole thing, but I know we don't have time to do that. It's a great Christmas song. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Johnny Football Manziel is 27 today. Heisman-winning Texas A&M quarterback. He played two seasons with the Cleveland Browns before the CFL and the AAF. What the hell is the AAF?
There have been a lot of leagues that have come and gone.
Jeez almighty.
Over the years.
Debbie Rowe is 61. That's Michael Jackson's surrogate mother, I guess you might say. She's the biological mom of Paris Jackson and Prince Michael Jackson Jr. Stephen Wright is 64. He had a funny stick, you know, Stephen,
stick!
Yeah, that's the guy. Tom Hulce is 66. When I think of him, he was Pinto in Animal House. Why Pinto? Why not? Jo Beth Williams is 71. Countdowns today. Well, let's see. Tomorrow is National Cotton Candy Day, by the way, and Sunday is National Brownie Day. We're 19 days till Christmas. We're 25 days to New Year's Eve, and that is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Thomas. Just put a thing on Facebook. A family fighting back against porch pirates. I think they're getting like organized and stuff.
Yeah.
And God only knows what led to that horrible thing in South Florida yesterday.
Coral Gables? Oh, my gosh.
Well, it started in Miramar. Miramar, it's a big suburb of Fort Lauderdale, but it is also part of it's very dangerous, the original Miramar.
Right.
When they started building out west towards the Everglades, that's when all the wealthy folks moved in.
So there's a heist at a jewelry store, right? And then a guy takes over a UPS.
I need to find out the name of the jewelry store because I'm wondering if it's one that I worked with.
Really?
You know, it's an advertiser,
right?
Yeah. In Miramar.
So the two perpetrators were killed, but two innocents, including the 27-year-old
I hope they have
UPS driver.
Enormous GoFundMe or something for him and his family.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
It was drama. I mean, you could see the shots fired. You could see the smoke.
The story I put on Facebook, though, is about a family that's filling packages with dirty diapers for those porch pirates. And I sure hope some of those get picked up. I would love to be... Remember they did that? Somebody put a hidden camera on a package.
That's right, last year.
And it blew up. And you got to see the idiot's reaction to it. That was kind of cool. At Adams Motorsports, Terry has been a subsidiary of the North Pole for many years. And he loves to help families set up that special Christmas with something off-road, like the great Polaris products made right here in Alabama. If they want a jet ski, he can store that for you, get your deal done, get all that taken care of. And then they'll store it for you until the 23rd. They'll be open that Monday. They never usually are, but he will be open that Monday. So folks can pick up what it is, the big secret they've been keeping from the family, and bring it home. It's something he really takes great pleasure in doing because those are gifts that become treasured moments. That's the one that people will remember that Christmas for many, many years. Oh, that's the one where we got the Kawasaki jet ski. I remember that. Kind of hard to forget. Polaris products made right here in Alabama in Huntsville, not to mention motorcycles by Kawasaki and Suzuki, scooters by Kymco, and a great pre-owned inventory. At Adams Motorsports, the manufacturers support their products with money so you can get a loan at the lowest available interest rate without having to worry about meeting a bank's credit standard. Stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle or 24/7 at AdamsMotorsports.com. See the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister in playtime.
I was going to tell you, I looked that up. It was in Coral Gables, a silent alarm at the Regent Jewelers.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that one?
In the Miracle Mile area.
I know that. Oh, God.
That
is a really wealthy strip. That's where people who don't care how much something costs go to shop.
Mm.
You remember when the Hurricane Center was there on US-1 on Coral Gables?
Sure
there?
Do.
Is that anywhere near that, I wonder?
Not too far. A couple of miles.
Yeah.
634.
The
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
All right, so there are showers on the radar this morning, but mostly out in West Alabama. Your better rain chances are actually going to be later in the day. I think by this afternoon into the early part of this evening is the best chance of rain in our state. So you may have a few dry hours this morning, perhaps. Again, there are some showers. Otherwise, I think later on tonight, the rain chances start to go down, but there's still a risk of a shower left over. Today's high 64, tonight's low 48. Saturday and Sunday, now there's a lot of Christmas events, not only this evening, but tomorrow again. And the rain chances are very tiny, about 20% for Saturday and Sunday. Mostly cloudy, can't rule out an isolated shower. Low 60s both days, warmer Monday, low 70s. Showers and thunderstorms Monday night into Tuesday as another important front moves through. Then a big temperature drop by midweek, but not harsh, not crazy, not Arctic. Much cooler, though. Right now, this morning, 45 degrees, mostly cloudy skies at 635.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE, equal opportunity lender.
All right, we're going to talk about the kinds of gifts people prefer at Christmas time. Want something pricier? Do you want something special? And we're going to milk 4 minutes out of that somehow, some way. Trust us, when we get a hold of the udders, we're better than anybody. It's 636.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're smiling on this Friday. We do have our first accident, East South Boulevard. If you are traveling past Woodley Road headed towards Troy Highway, just as you get down near the Church's Chicken right there on the right, going to be right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles while they get that one out of the way. Elsewhere, we have no accidents, but we are seeing more and more cars out on the road this morning from Wetumpka on 231, coming in on the Troy Highway, 31 from Prattville. The interstate's very busy this morning through the interchange downtown, but no accidents on I-65 or 85 right now to slow you down. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Articles of impeachment against President Trump are being drafted by the House Judiciary Committee.
Chairman Jerry Nadler has given the White House until 5 p.m. close of business today to decide whether or not to cooperate with the investigation and try to defend the president. We'll see what happens.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, an impeachment vote by the full House could come before Christmas. It's expected to fall down party lines. A deadly end to a car chase near Miami. Four people killed yesterday after robbers who police say held up a jewelry store stole a UPS truck, kidnapping the driver. Police cornering the vehicle in traffic.
Officers, some opening fire, running toward the truck, then taking cover behind other cars in the middle of the crowded road.
Reporter Nicole Insalata with Fox affiliate WSVN, the suspects among the dead. America's listening to Fox News.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing.
Can I have some more vodka?
It's showtime.
It is National Bartenders Day. We are now waiting to make our connection on the television. Or is what's his name on that fat guy show?
What show?
King and Queen.
What did you call it?
Television. I guess that makes it more sophisticated.
Right. Did you hear? I heard a fact this morning. It has nothing to do with anything except that vinyl may outsell CDs for the first time since 1986 this coming year.
Wow. When do cassettes come back?
That's what yeah, right.
I'll be.
Eight tracks.
Yeah.
Plenty of people are buying vinyls. It's just not many people are buying CDs anymore. It's all digital downloads.
Right, of course.
So the only physical music people are buying is vinyl.
That's the point. Yeah, I guess.
Who would have thought we'd see the day where that would happen?
I've got to get my new turntable set up. It's not a new turntable. It's just a turntable somebody gave me that's really good.
Well, we'll celebrate Bartender Appreciation Day, even though I don't currently have one. Right. You never know in this business.
But you don't have to order something alcoholic, right?
That's true.
I mean, you could still have a relationship with a great bartender.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
According to a new survey, the majority of people say they'd rather have a heartfelt gift or get a heartfelt gift than an expensive one, or we would just like a Chef Greg breakfast.
Some of the best heartfelt gifts other than Greg's breakfast include framed photos, handwritten notes, and photo books.
All right, let's see what our friends over at News Talk 93.1 think about this one. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey there. Hi there. Hello there. How you doing? Yeah, the heartfelt breakfast. That's what it was. I mean, I just don't throw the bacon and set it and forget it. No, I go back and check on it at least three or four
crispy
times.
Crispy and perfect.
And when it's just right, I don't want to take it out, drain it. And I made not just eggs today, but those were from a farm.
How do you get the eggs that creamy?
Patience. It's great. Patience. You can't rush a scrambled egg. You have to let them cook and stay nice and moist. That's all we have.
I remember my mom said the most heartfelt gift or the best gift she ever got for me was something I made in wood shop. It was a nutcracker, you know. It was just something that meant something to her. You know?
I'd like to add on what he said because I'm a dad, and the question is, you know, in terms of, and absolutely, I'd rather have a heartfelt, meaningful gift than anything else. If the house was on fire and I had a couple of things I could save, one would be this little popsicle stick pencil cup my daughter made when she was about four.
Right.
I've had it for 26 years.
Right.
Love it. I cherish it. And then for my birthday, she gave me a Dundee, one of those from The Office.
Yeah.
It's a statue like they show at the opening of the show.
I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that's where you were going with that.
And
so we got to get those two out, then your dogs and wife.
No, we're talking about everybody else is safe, so I got time to go back.
I bet
that.
Ryan would rather have a $3,000 trip handed to him, right? Tropical trip.
Ryan's not the only one.
Yes. I'll take anything and everything. Heartfelt, expensive, whatever.
What about an expensive heartfelt gift? Yeah, I think a cruise is very heartfelt. So, I mean, if anyone needs my information to be able to book me one, just let me know. Shoot me an email. We can make it happen.
She shouldn't have asked for that.
That will all change when you become parents.
And I would like to be reimbursed.
Jay, have you? What do you think about this?
I don't know. I don't like. Well, I don't have a kid to make me anything. But
yeah. Did you ever make something for you?
I don't remember. I'm sure I did, but I don't. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't like giving. Look, it's an easy fallback to give a gift card. Right. I hate doing it though. I like to come up with something
it's
creative.
Like more creative, right?
It is. Yeah. It is sort of a dismissive gift.
But it's, you know, the last resort thing, yeah, I'll give you a gift card, but I'd rather give you something where it's like, I don't know, you've said you've wanted something
Great example. Last year for my birthday, mm-hmm. we're sitting here, we're doing this on the air, and Jay pulls out two sleeves of big styrofoam cups.
Because
I use them as roadies, you know?
Yeah.
And I was so surprised.
He was so thrilled
the thoughtfulness.
To have cups.
Yeah, they brought other stuff, but that. Wow!
Yeah.
Styrofoam cups!
He was. Exactly. See, thoughtful, that sort of thing. And it didn't cost me anything either.
And you wanted.
I wasn't.
You wanted a weather station last year, and you got a weather station. Finally, it's...
I finally got that put up.
It's online. That's good.
Yeah, he's got a weather station that's
one
online.
One of the funniest things that I gave my mom growing up that I think that it's funny that she still holds on to this day was mm-hmm. I made her a coupon book when I was a kid.
Oh man.
I do, like, not ask to go to my neighbor's right. house, like, yeah. help set the table, like, go to bed without them having to tell me to go
Did
to bed.
Did she ever cash in on any of these coupons?
Well, they're all still sitting in her bedside table.
She will hold those forever.
Some of them
oh,
now.
That's great.
She will hold those. That
Dad,
is
you're
showing up at Christmas this year. She goes, here you go.
My dad, he still has in my head, what I made was a CD. I was like, oh, he doesn't listen to CDs in the car. Uh-huh. He doesn't have a place to store them all. And so I made him a CD holder, but really it's just a shoebox with a picture of us on it. And this is how bootleg it was.
Your dad has to be.
That's it. There we go. Construction paper, but I wanted to make it colorful, so I hand colored whole sheets of copy mm-hmm. paper.
Oh, is that right?
I have all that stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly, and it's still. He keeps it in his.
I'm dresser. Sure. That's prized possession. Yeah.
I have a whole artificial tree that's completely ornamented with things that my daughter made when she was a kid, I love it. That's cherished stuff.
So it does mean more to have gifts that are thoughtful.
Yes, this year my favorite. It arrived in the mail yesterday, my fourth Rich Thomas Christmas card with Bailey.
Oh, boy.
I love it. They're all in my refrigerator, you know?
Our producer just said that he would like for his gift to be for us to wrap it up.
Okay.
So I guess we can oblige on this you. one and wrap it up, guys.
All right.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Friday. Have a great weekend.
All right. If you want to hear, I'm a little early for Merry Christmas, but we'll take it. If you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1.
That's the only thing he's giving us.
Exactly.
He's not giving us breakfast.
Right. All right. Monday through Friday, starting at
6 is when we're here. We'll be back with Cheap and Trashy after this important message.
Want your spouse to lose weight and get a great cardio workout, but can't afford a Peloton bike?
Yeah, did you see what she ate on Thanksgiving?
Then give her the Peloton Outrage Machine. The Outrage Machine runs offensive Peloton commercials on a never-ending loop.
What is this crap?
Once she sees the Outrage Machine at work, her heart rate will begin to rise.
Are they telling me she needs to lose weight?
After her heart rate is up, it's time for some weight training. She'll lift the Outrage Machine over her head.
Come here, you body-shaming piece of...
And toss it on the ground repeatedly. And when she's done...
How was your workout, honey?
Get out! Get out of my house! Get out!
You'll have some free time to yourself. The Peloton Outrage Machine. Don't work out. Get worked up.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And there's the usual assortment of trash. That was the circumcised edition.
It was a very quick version.
Hooray for Hollywood, Ben.
Circumcised edition.
Somebody took the time and found out that today... We will watch 78,705 hours of TV over the course of our life.
Really? Oh, no. Okay.
Now,
goodness.
Here's the question. Let's say the average life is 80. I think that's the life expectancy. So that's almost 1,000 hours a year, even when you're a little one. What did people used to do before, with those 78,000 hours before television came along? Oh, I know radio did take up some of it, but before radio.
Read a book, walk with their kids in the woods, or, you know.
Yeah, they actually had to kind of talk to each other and
right,
communicate.
Right, exactly.
That may be one of the fundamental problems in our society.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because we're all busy entertaining ourselves, like on this show. Netflix. Netflix has 40% fewer movies than it did 5 years ago. 5 years ago, Netflix was streaming over 8,000 films, or rather, almost 6,500 films. Now it's down to 3,849.
Well, yeah.
And you told us...
When they started, that's all they had were films.
Yeah.
You told us once on the Cheap and Trashy that Amazon far exceeds the number of films that Netflix has. However, lower quality, you mentioned. Like,
yeah.
They have like 13,000 movies.
Films also don't keep people watching. You put on a TV show that's got, you know, 10 or 12 episodes.
And maybe four seasons.
Right. They're going to sit and they're going to watch over it. Maybe they're either going to watch, they're going to binge it all in one block.
Right.
Which is still longer than a film would be.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to take time to keep coming back on a daily type basis and watch a couple of shows.
Exactly.
Whereas a movie is just one and done. So.
Seems like just yesterday we would place an order with Netflix and it would be in the mailbox the next day.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That was kind of miraculous when you think about it.
God, I remember that.
Then they became old hat, and then Redbox. Remember, did you do Redbox too?
Yeah, I have rented a couple from them back in 2013, I think. Right. Was the last. They still send me emails. Rob Lowe says the key to keeping a healthy Christmas tree is filling your tree stand with 7-Up. However,
really?
Everybody's got it. Some people put water and then throw an aspirin in. There's all these.
Yeah.
I think most of it's nonsense.
I've heard of the aspirin thing.
And experts on Christmas trees say that's a stupid idea. Just get the freshest tree you can. That's how it lasts long, and that's why I go out to see a Dustin there on Vaughan Road. Because his are cut and on the lot the next day.
Right.
How many miles do NBA players run during a single game?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That's what I said. Opening in theaters today, none of the biggies. Playmobil, the movie. Is that?
I don't know anything about that. Sounds like a kid's movie, though.
It is an animated toy movie with Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
The Aeronauts with Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne.
Don't know anything about that.
Little Joe with Emily Beecham.
She plays
a botanist who creates a new therapeutic species of plant that makes the owner happy when it's properly cared for. That's actually kind of...
Oh, jeez.
And The Wolf Hour... With Naomi Watts. Here's the trailer.
All I know is New Mandalorian today. New episode of that today.
And the Imagineers, another episode.
All these stories about Baby Yoda.
Uh-huh.
Baby Yoda is getting more hits on the internet than all the Democratic candidates combined.
Disney's sitting on a gold mine right now, but they could not, in order for spoilers and stuff, they could not manufacture toys of any kind because they were trying to keep things under wrap.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's that. Right. I see what
so
you're saying.
So they couldn't send off any kind of, you know, sketches or anything like that to like Kenner or whoever's doing the toys for them to manufacture anything. Toys won't be ready until the summer of 2020.
Huh. We got to wait that long?
Yeah.
For our Baby Yodas.
They just could not do it. They couldn't do it out of fear of whatever. There was a...
Ripoff it is.
Yes, Yoda. There was a trailer. HBO is doing a six-part documentary series on McDonald's and the Monopoly scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes. The trailer for that came up, and I am insanely interested in it.
When is that going to be available?
Sometime next year. I think January, of next year. But cool. But it's called McMillions, and it goes through the entire thing about that Monopoly situation.
I love the elfish man you played a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the Irishman.
The parody
of the Irishman.
Yeah. I'm going to give that movie one more chance.
Yeah, you ought to.
I need to take a day to do it. I am posting something on Facebook. I'll give you Facebook, that's a social media operation that you have to achieve online and set up a page.
Greg's gift is given.
Where sometimes links work and sometimes they don't.
That means more to me that you give me those, you You.
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, it's 6:54.
What is it?
That means it's 6 minutes before 7.
Check, please. What's the other one? What else is on?
Yeah, what else is on?
Oh, yeah, where is that?
What else is on? Not that.
Any other words of wisdom?
Crack, don't smoke itself.
Why do I have to show up?
You really, you know.
Hey, ageism. Discrimination against somebody for age. Darlene Love was not invited to the Christmas at Rockefeller Center special to perform her song, Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. She's 78 years old. They put Skylar Astin and Alex Newell from Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist to do it. And she's, I think, legitimately upset. Come on, NBC. You should celebrate a 78-year-old who can still knock that song out of the park.
Right.
Cut the crap.
Letterman used to have her on every single year.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time. That song.
They'll still put Tony Bennett on, and he's in his 90s, right?
Yep. The ultimate Christmassy movie. I'm going to post this on Facebook. It counts the number of Christmas references, shots of Christmas outfits, Christmas songs, use of the word Christmas, and all that kind of stuff. And they've done the calculations, and I will count down the top 10 a little bit later. Most watched video of the year, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Queen Elizabeth is 93. Let's give her a shout out.
Hello, Queen.
Rumor from Buckethead Palace is that she's going to retire at 95 and hand the throne over to Bonnie Prince Charles. And this broke yesterday during the afternoon show, and I had to celebrate it. Remember that Colin Kaepernick workout?
Right.
That was a disaster?
Yeah.
Well, it was for him, but the receivers that he used to run patterns for him, one of those got a contract with the Washington Redskins yesterday. Nothing for him.
So they weren't interested in the way he performed?
A few teams showed up to watch
him. Right.
And
he didn't get a job.
He didn't, but one of the receivers running patterns for him did get hired.
Interesting.
With Christmas parties and things of that nature, it's always, you always enjoy it more when you don't have the stress of having to get everything ready. When you want awesome Christmas catering and food that everybody will love, go to Baumhauers.com and plan your party there. Everything is at a great price. In fact, everybody that calls the show today and earlier this week is eligible to win a tailgate to go package. That includes a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso. Just order that. They have it all ready for you at the time you need it. Take it home. No muss, no fuss. That's the way to do it. Baumhauers.com for more. 657 Fox in 3 minutes.
Good morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We have a couple of accidents that are working right now. One on the East South Boulevard. If you're passing Woodley Road, just as you get up near the churches on the right, we have an accident there, minor. Hopefully that one is out of the road or they're working to get it out of the way. We have another accident on the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road at the intersection there. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they work that accident. That's Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road. Interstates are busy this morning. The boulevard is getting busy, and we're going to have the school zones kicking into effect here in just a few minutes on this Friday. Please buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Say yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars, yes to lower prices, and yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.